episode of the Career Solution Podcast. This is your host, Akshaya, and today we'll be covering part 3 of the writing essay section of college applications. Okay, let's get started. Tip 1. On the common application in the activity section, there's a character count limit. This isn't the same as a word count limit. A character count takes into account punctuation, spaces. So when discussing your activities, you have a limit to fully cover your activities. If you have already written out the activity section for UC application first, like I had suggested in part 1, then use that material. UC allows up to 350 characters, while Common App cuts you off at 150 characters. Only now, save on character count by not using full sentences. For example, instead of saying, I have volunteered with XYZ organization where I ... say something like, volunteered at XYZ organization where I ... I hope you understand what I'm saying. Tip 2. Imagine your college application landing in the lap of an admissions committee at your dream school. It's the end of the long day, and the eyes that gaze upon your application have already scanned through dozens before yours. They glimpse at your transcripts and test scores. They skim through a recommendation. You're confident you've done everything in your power to guarantee you get accepted. But how do you ensure that a tired admissions committee is interested and enthusiastic about your application when it arrives before them at 4:55 p.m. on a Friday? Your college essay is your chance to set yourself apart from hundreds of applications who will likely be submitting academic portfolios similar to yours. It should provide insight into who you are as a person, conveying your unique personality and reflecting what really makes you tick. To make sure that the admissions committee does more than just skim through your application, you need an opening that grabs your attention. You're going to need a great hook. A hook is an engaging introduction to your college essay that captivates the reader and inspires him or her to keep reading. Put simply, it makes your audience hungry for more. Many times, you won't get a feel for how to best implement a hook until you have fully developed the rest of your essay. At the very least, you should have a detailed outline of your essay before writing your hook. Some students, however, even find that it's easier to write the hook last after writing the body of the personal statement. So tip 4. This applies to both hook and body of the essay. One strong way to get your essay moving and draw your reader in is to open in the middle of an important scene, diving in with descriptive details and dialogues. Make the reader feel like he or she is watching a movie from your life that and has just tuned into a critical scene. Then, once you close the scene, go back and explain its significance. Or just give the reader the background necessary to fully understand its relevance. If you're describing how you developed a certain skill or quirky achievement, consider opening with specific the scene sitting above. You can go back and describe its relevance later in the essay. Detailing a relevant anecdote also provides good content for your essay, rising to a challenge, and can give the reader an idea of what you are up against if you're overcoming an obstacle or rising to a challenge. Asking a question at the beginning of your essay can activate a reader's critical thinking and get them hungry for the answer that you won't offer until later. Try to come up with a question that is broad enough that they won't know the answer right away, but specific enough that it isn't a generic hook that could work for on just any college essay. Tip 4. When writing a college essay, some students take whatever is in their head at the moment, pour all on in one page, and turn it in. I'm sure you can sympathize with this method. You might even think that skipping the outline step and going straight into the essay will save time and help you finish the assignment as soon as possible so that you can move on with your life. Unfortunately, there's a problem with this logic. If you skip straight to the essay and forego the planning, it's likely you'll need more time to write, edit, and make sure that your essay includes everything you need. The best college essays require an outline to help organize your thoughts before you begin to write. Your outline will help you develop a more organized essay that makes sense and is logical to your reader. It can also help you better develop your ideas and actually save time in the long run. So I'm going to describe the steps on how to go about this. Step 1. Brainstorm and select a topic. Start by listing all the other topics you're considering. Don't shift the topics you're writing. Just get as many thoughts on the paper as possible. Set a timer for 5 minutes or so, and list every topic that pops into your head. Once you've created a list, look for topics that seem the best fit for you and the assignment you've been given. Maybe a few topics could even be combined to create one larger, more developed topic. Number 2, brainstorm some supporting details. Once you've chosen your topic, it's time to see if you have enough details to support this topic. A good old-fashioned web of ideas can help you see how your thoughts are connected into your main idea. Write your topic in the middle of the page and circle it. Draw a line and circle out ideas that support the main topic. Again, don't judge your thoughts, just let them flow, and you can narrow them down later. For now, you want to see if this subject is meaty enough to stick with and if you can relate several ideas to the main topic. Step 3. Label ideas. Where would they go in an outline template? A basic outline format includes the introduction, a body of supporting ideas, and the conclusion. You will eventually take your brainstorm of thoughts and organize this chaos into a neat, orderly outline. This will help you place your ideas in a logical order and help eliminate some ideas that aren't as strong or don't quite belong in your essay. Tip 5. Do the following activity once you think you're done with your essay. For the next 5 minutes, you're the admissions officer reading through the essay. Once you're done, describe the person portrayed in the paper with 3 adjectives. It has to be clear. You have to be able to say it from the top of your head. If you think you're too subjective, ask a sibling or a friend or someone else. The reason for this activity is that with your Common App or UC Personal Essay, it should give a character for the author of the essay. You shouldn't think about it too much. This shows the clarity of your essay and how you come through as a person. Tip 6. This is a tip following the previous one. So what if you're not able to define the character of the author from reading the essay from an admissions officer's perspective? This is why you need to plan ahead. Think about it. If you're talking about an activity that has shaped you, before writing the essay, think about the characteristics you want to highlight. But at the same time, don't go overboard with seeking adjectives to each activity. About 3 characteristics or so per essay is a reasonable amount, and it helps the admissions officer remember you. You have to describe your characteristic without actually using the word. So describe the quality, be specific. What exactly did you do in your activity that shows that you have a certain quality? You can use synonyms and you can occasionally use the actual word once or twice, but keep track of excessive repetition of words in general. Tip 7. Use technical language, but still in a simplified manner so that someone who might know nothing about your field can still understand it. You should always write an essay to show your understanding of the subject. There's a great temptation to pepper your essay with impressive sounding vocabulary of experts. Look out for the overuse of noun phrases, acronyms, and abbreviations, non-words and unnecessary specialist language in the essay. There's no guarantee that the admissions officer will understand the jargon, so make sure that they can still keep up with the story and don't feel lost when reading your essay. Sometimes you may be so used to the technical jargon that you may not recognize that it may be harder for others to interpret it. So ask someone who might not be well versed in your field to read your essay and highlight any words they didn't understand. Then target which words need to be simplified. Tip 8. Don't list out your accomplishment. Don't list out your activities. Instead, detail your motivations. Providing admissions with a list of your resume's greatest hits is a surefire to sound too braggy. These activity inventories are sure to appear elsewhere on your application, like the activity section of Common App or Coalition application. What admissions will find truly impressive and interesting about your service initiative is about your service initiative or your fundraiser or your gold medal of the math fair isn't the fact that a factor of your accomplishment or participation, but rather the reason behind your action. Qualities like empathy, self-reflection, and determination don't reveal themselves on a transcript. So show the admissions officer your personality and humanity by shedding light on why you do what you do. Is there a reason you are volunteering for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society instead of, say, Memorial Sloan Kettering? Why do you wake up at 4 a.m. to dive into a freezing cold pool every day? What drives you, and how do you apply that motivation to your interests and goals? This is what the admissions wants to know. Be grateful. Do you feel lucky to have organized a book drive that has given undeserved members of your community access to some of your favorite novels? Does debating the safety of long-term cell phone use on a Sunday afternoon make you nerdily giddy? How can you show admissions officer that you enjoy life, that you're invested in your commitments, and that you can think about how you have come to be in the place you're in? Expressing a gratitude is a sure way to contextualize your standout moment and signal that you understand the importance not just of your own actions but of their relation to the bigger picture. So tip 9. So you know, in essays that ask about a hobby or unique prompts, like University of Southern California's "You have 10 minutes on the world stage, what will you say?" So in this case, don't try too hard to sound interesting. Be genuine. Main thing is when you're writing, main thing is to write what you are about. It helps create passion in your writing. Don't just write for the sake of finishing the essay. And whatever that may be, you owe it to yourself to find out. If you're experiencing writer's block, then take a break. Have a walk outside or a conversation with your family. Find something to inspire you. Alright. That concludes our chat for today. There's one more part yet to come. Keep tuning in for the next episode. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.